Simon & Schuster Audio presents Prophetic City, Houston on the Cusp of a Changing America by Stephen Kleinberg. Read by Danny Campbell. For Peggy, of course. And for Jeffrey and Ursula, Kathy and Rick. And for Julia, Maggie, Anna, Coles, and Emily. Author's note. Houston, America's fourth largest city, has been largely ignored as a subject of thorough study for the better part of the last 30 years. The two most recent comprehensive analyses of the city were published in 1988 and 1991. Fagan, Free Enterprise City, Thomas and Murray, Pro-Growth Politics, and both have long been out of print. This book renews Houston's claim to serious national attention. In the spirit of nearly 40 years of collecting, through systematic survey research, the thoughts, feelings, and attitudes of Houston-area residents, we have allowed the voices of Houston to drive the writing of this book. We have interviewed dozens of people whose perspectives have greatly enriched the narrative, and we sincerely apologize to those many other worthy voices whose perspectives we were unable to include. When requested, we have changed names and identifying details. The experiences we have recorded here exemplify both the remarkable changes that are underway across America and the ongoing efforts to address effectively today's most critical challenges. It is not yet clear how the general public, either in Houston or in the nation as a whole, will ultimately respond to the new realities that are refashioning the political and social landscape across the nation. What is clear is that those cumulative responses will determine the future of this city, state, and country as the 21st century unfolds. Public perceptions in a rapidly changing world. Chapter 1. Getting to Houston. Men resemble their times more than they do their fathers. Arab proverb. I am not a native Houstonian, nor did I ever travel to Texas until I went there to teach as a college professor. I grew up near New York City, the youngest of three children, and I was raised as a Quaker, a religious tradition that has continued to be an important influence in my life. I spent parts of my childhood in Sao Paulo, Geneva, and Paris. I majored in psychology at Haverford College and received a master's degree in...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?